Well, you've been so involved in the Democratic Party, the Oklahoma Democratic Party's headquarters bears your name.
Yes, but of course you realize that's not only a recognition of the fact that I've been active, which it does have some influence. It's also due to the fact that I gave enough money that they have honored me with that.
Well, you've given liberally. You've given when there's seemingly no chance for a Democrat to win. You currently reach the federal maximum dollars allowed for candidates to this day. And you knock on doors. You make calls for candidates.
Well, it's because I really am a dedicated Democrat. As weak a history as we have and as much negative things you can say about the Democratic Party, I am a believing Democrat. I do believe that the people who have less need more help than those of us who have a lot. We have too much, they have too little, and we're actually getting worse in the last, ever since Reagan, essentially. We've gone to taking steps to help those of us who are wealthy, and I have to admit that I'm somewhere in that range, maybe in the low levels, but still, I'm definitely affluent. We don't need it. And too many people, particularly the middle class, and we're losing the middle class, due to numerous factors. It's not only national. Part of it is the fact that the information technology, we don't have manufacturing requirements that we did before. We really have trouble competing internationally. There's less need for skilled jobs. So it's not completely simple. It's not just one thing. But I do believe that the people who need help, and the government is an appropriate place to get that help. And even on the issues of gun gays and gods, I'll have to admit that I'm on the Democratic side there. I do not think that abortion is evil. I do not think that gays are cursed by God. I do not believe that we need guns to the level that we have them. Obviously, guns serve a purpose. But I think we pay a price for not having control on the availability of guns. So the reason I've done all of that is that I believe that. And I'm willing to put my actions and my money in that direction.
As a Democrat, it must make you feel good to know that we have a Democrat as president and that he is at least half African American.
And I never thought that would happen this soon.
Right. In your lifetime.
In my lifetime. I didn't think it would happen in my lifetime. We may elect a woman in my lifetime, I'm not sure. As as Yogi Berra said, prophesying is tough, particularly about the future.